Have you ever sat down to write, paint, or start a business, only to find yourself suddenly remembering urgent emails, dishes, or that TV show you've been meaning to watch? That powerful, invisible force pulling you away from your most important work has a name: resistance. It's the central villain in our creative lives, a shape-shifting saboteur that appears whenever we attempt something meaningful. Resistance isn't just procrastination. It's a complex psychological force that manifests in countless forms: self-doubt, distraction, perfectionism, and even illness. What makes it so dangerous is its predictability. It strikes hardest when we're pursuing work that matters most to our growth. Have you noticed how easy it is to binge Netflix, but how difficult it is to sit down and work on your novel? That's because resistance doesn't waste energy on activities that don't lead to growth. It saves its ammunition for pursuits that matter. The most insidious aspect? We produce it ourselves, yet it feels external, like some malevolent force conspiring against us. Understanding this paradox is your first step toward defeating it. Resistance is a master of disguise, constantly changing tactics to prevent your creative work. One day it's procrastination, "I'll start tomorrow," becomes a mantra, as if tomorrow will magically be free of the same forces stopping you today. Another day it's self-dramatization. How many aspiring writers spend more time talking about writing than actually writing? Creating drama in our personal lives provides the perfect excuse to avoid meaningful work. Then there's self-medication. Alcohol, shopping, mindless scrolling. These aren't just bad habits. They're tools resistance uses to keep us from facing our calling. Perhaps most subtle is rationalization. That reasonable-sounding voice offering plausible excuses. "I need more training. I should wait until the kids are older." Even fear of success becomes a weapon. What if you actually finish that novel and it gets published? Success would mean change, responsibility, and leaving behind the comfortable identity of aspiring. Relationships, too, can become instruments of resistance. Partners who subtly undermine efforts, or friends who don't take ambition seriously. The key to overcoming these manifestations is recognition. Next time you feel an overwhelming urge to reorganize your spice rack instead of working on your screenplay, smile and say, "Nice try, resistance. I see you." What separates professionals from amateurs isn't talent. It's their approach to work. The amateur waits for inspiration, creates when they feel like it, and quits when things get tough. The professional shows up every day, regardless of mood, and pushes through resistance. Think about it. Do you call in sick to your day job because you don't feel inspired to work? Somerset Maugham captured this perfectly when asked if he wrote on a schedule or only when inspiration struck. "I write only when inspiration strikes. Fortunately, it strikes every morning at 9 o'clock sharp." Professionals understand that inspiration often follows action, not the other way around. They don't mystify the creative process, but focus on showing up and doing the work. They create routines and establish sacred spaces dedicated solely to their craft. They maintain healthy boundaries between themselves and their work, not taking rejection personally. Perhaps most importantly, professionals act in the face of fear. They feel the same fears as amateurs: failure, success, embarrassment, but don't let these fears stop them. This doesn't mean resistance disappears. Even after writing multiple bestsellers, the battle continues every morning. The difference is knowing how to recognize and overcome. The battle against resistance is won through small, consistent actions. Establish a fixed routine and workspace. When you show up as planned, you've already won the first skirmish. Begin before you're ready, as waiting for perfect preparation is a trap. Lower your expectations. Some days, simply showing up is enough. Focus solely on the immediate task, not the end product. Accept imperfect first drafts. As Hemingway noted, the first draft of anything is shit. Create dedicated work boundaries that signal it's time to focus. Use resistance as a compass. The tasks you fear most are often the most important. When doubt creeps in, reconnect with your original purpose and passion. Beyond combating resistance through discipline lies the state of creative flow, what Pressfield calls invoking the muse. When we overcome resistance, we access inspiration from the self rather than the ego. While the ego seeks safety and status, the self connects us to authentic expression and growth. This flow state, where time vanishes and creativity moves through us, isn't merely mystical. Neurological research confirms that our best work emerges when we quiet our analytical mind. Pressfield contrasts territorial versus hierarchical motivations, creating for the work's inherent satisfaction rather than external validation. Working territorially not only yields better results, but shields us from creative life's uncertainties. The principles in the War of Art extend far beyond traditional creative fields. Whether you're launching a startup, transforming health habits, deepening relationships, or embarking on a spiritual journey, the same forces apply. Any endeavor that pushes you toward growth will trigger resistance. A parent developing innovative ways to connect with teenagers, an executive reimagining company culture, someone redesigning their living space, all these acts require creative courage and face the same internal battles that artists confront. Resistance manifests differently for different pursuits, as procrastination when starting a new exercise routine, as self-doubt during career transitions, as rationalization when avoiding important relationship discussions. Yet the professional mindset provides equally effective tools regardless of domain. What would transform if you approach these life challenges with the same dedication a professional artist brings to their craft? Imagine treating your personal growth like a professional treats their art, showing up daily, regardless of mood, focusing on process over results, recognizing resistance when it appears. The war against resistance extends beyond personal achievement. It's a battle for living authentically and fulfilling your potential. It's about making the harder but more rewarding choice at each crossroads, choosing growth over stagnation, creation over consumption, authentic expression over safe conformity. At its core, this battle requires the courage to face any creative endeavor that matters deeply. Drawing from the Spartans' contempt for failure, Pressfield emphasizes that true failure isn't in poor results, but in not doing the work at all. The most accomplished creators still feel fear. They've simply learned to act despite it. What fuels this courage is the call to express your authentic self and make your unique contribution, rather than settling for the life resistance would choose. The battle must be fought daily, and each small victory moves you closer to your true path. Often, the work you fear most is precisely what you need to do most, with liberation waiting on the other side. While resistance is universal, so is our capacity to overcome it. The war continues, but with awareness, discipline, and courage, you can win today's battle.